good, clean controversy.
Well, we're back again. That was a short break.
Yeah.
Too short.
Too short?
Didn't have time to relieve myself.
Yeah. Alright, so.
So anyway, we're discussing these again.
Yeah, we are. So we're back to talking. I want to continue talking about what we just were. So, actually reread it. All right, I'll reread it. Where the hell is it?
Every boy has the right to consent or not consent to sexual activities.
Right. So, we're saying that in the middle of the relationship, he can. Wow, I almost said something.
Well, never
I
said
almost said
that.
Something that I was. I probably would have regretted.
I never said.
I was
going to
say, well, like a typical woman, he's going to hold back the sex, but.
Wow.
Like I said, I'm not going to say that.
No, you didn't say that, sir.
I know. Wow. I didn't. No, really, but I mean, that's to me, that's.
He's just to point out.
That's what's.
They're right behind him. He's much closer to the.
To the what?
Battle and.
No, to me, that gives that individual something to hold over the other individual.
But I disagree, and I don't think that's what the whole point of this was.
Okay.
You know, the submissive has the right. It doesn't, although it can happen midstream, it doesn't say midstream.
We're not talking peeing.
I'll give you, like, an example.
Okay, give me an example.
Some submissives may have an issue with water sports. It may just totally turn them off.
This is sex. It's very specifically a sex.
Okay. Let's say submissive just had a really bad experience in his life with fisting.
Okay.
And to the point where he had medical problems because he was fisted by somebody who didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
So because of that, he has a serious fear of fisting.
Okay, so that would go back to...
Is that wrong for him to go to a new master? See, master's one thing I can't allow you to do to me, and that's fist me because these...
But that would have started off right at the very, very beginning, no?
Right, and that's, I think, what this question or this particular thing is about. The midstream thing is something that can come up as well, and as long as two parties discuss it, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
But if the dominant and submissive don't discuss it, yeah, there's a problem with it.
Well,
and they both have to agree and be okay with it.
Okay. No, I'm all right. I think we've beat that one to death.
Yeah. You'll be beat later by
number 8,
Sir Mark. But no, I didn't say that. Number 8. Every submissive has the right to seek refuge, counsel, and advice from other submissives or doms without the expectation of sex, money, or any other service in return.
Right. And this is something that the community needs to remember.
The community needs to remember. You know, you should be able to have some protection there.
So let's
my
say
my house is truly that way. I think, you know, I laugh because I end up with a house full of stray pups,
boys,
stray boys.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Nobody that lives in my house is actually from the area. We're all from Wisconsin.
That's pretty funny.
I was
actually
just thinking about that. I haven't had anybody from the area in that house in so long.
So now,
California,
if somebody
Alabama.
I'm trying to think of a way to do this. Let's say somebody came to you and they said, you know what? I don't know what to do for whatever. I'm going to bring up. I'm not going to say a name, but we saw a situation a while back with an individual.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Right, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Now that person did kind of come to us in that. But what if another submissive came to you and just kind of said, "I don't know what to do, boy. Now help me." What would you do?
I would talk to him and be willing to help him.
Okay, how?
I don't know how, because I don't know what he would need, what kind of help he would need.
Well, let's go.
If he needs to get out of the household that he's in because it is abusive, I would make available at least protection there.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to protect him from another master?
The other master wouldn't even have to know he was there if it's that bad.
Really?
Really.
So you wouldn't talk to us about it? You would just go ahead and do that?
I would talk to you two about it, yes. Mm-hmm. You have to talk about the other master, though, I wouldn't, if that was the case. If it was that type of a situation.
All right.
But we should be ones for protection. That's what the leather community was originally about. We've given the story of the leather history of those who understand it. They used to protect the drag queens when they were performing and when they had to come and go from their shows so that they wouldn't get physically abused coming and go, and you know, it's sad that still happens today. Not long ago, another drag queen had gotten beat up in Buffalo after leaving a show. I mean, that still happens today.
Wow, you know? Eh?
I know. Isn't it crazy? I'm sure it still happens in Toronto. They get harassed. Yeah. And in fact, I remember a lot long ago another one happened in Toronto after a show. Somebody was harassed in front on right on Church Street.
Oh, my friend Calvin.
Yeah, yeah. That's still going on. Where were some leathermen to protect him?
Well, not just the leathermen. I mean,
anybody.
There you are at 2:15 in the morning when all the bars are emptying out.
Well, the Eagle's right across the street too.
That's please, the Eagle.
Well, there should be leathermen there. I better watch what I say.
If you're going to, no, I mean truly, really, if you're going to expect to get defended, pardon them, I'm getting pissed off at me, but I've seen butcher and scarier fucking drag queens to kick ass than a couple of leather guys.
Oh, I thought you were talking about lesbians. I'm more afraid of most lesbians.
Oh,
that's only because they have vaginas. You don't like vaginas, remember?
No, they're usually tougher, and they know how to kick your ass. And they're not where a lesbian feels because they're a woman, they don't have to play by the rules as far as fighting. Anything goes. Us men will think, well, okay, if we're going to do it, we can only hit closed fists. We got to hit in these areas.
Oh, no.
Which lesbian
no.
don't give a shit.
No, no, no. If I'm going to get
in
a fight.
If there's anything that can be used as a weapon, it will be used.
If I'm going to get in a fight, I'm going to rip your goddamn balls off if I can.
Well, see, then you fight like a lesbian.
There you go.
But nobody protected him. Not even the lesbians?
Nope. No.
No.
That's crazy.
So the community in itself, I mean, and where it says sex, money, or any other service in return, no. It is true that this. Yeah. From what I can see, the kink community. Like, I'm going to say FetLife, they're pretty good at policing their own. They truly are.
Yeah, they are.
Right, and I think the leather community is as well. I mean, we know of certain individuals that we watch for at events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, no names, but we know that if they're there, that we need to keep our eye on shit.
In a situation that happened last night at Envy, it was quite interesting because somebody was really trashed. Wasn't even particularly somebody that's a part of the kink community, but they started to like stumble and get in the way of somebody that was doing a scene, basically that was flogging somebody else on the cross in the back. And he had to be basically put against the wall to say, look, you've got to stop this after twice, you know. But they came around and got me. It was like, I don't know why they're getting me. But
well, because you were one of the event coordinators.
Exactly. So but it's interesting.
All right, so number nine, every boy has the right to.
Every boy has the right
submissive
to.
Every
submissive has the right to a physically and emotionally available circle of friends. What does that mean?
It means when I say
physically, emotionally. I mean physically and emotionally.
Well, physically meaning someone to give you a hug, like your family.
Oh, okay. Okay, I agree. So I was just trying to be a smart ass.
I know, and I wasn't letting it. And I mean, that's why.
Does that mean like?
That's why I'm very, very. I'm adamant about things, even about for Wolfness Morning. It's like, you know what? No, you know that we would love to have you here, and we always do, but it might be nice to go and see your grandkid. You know, like go and do that.
Yeah, I just don't know where they're going to be yet.
Yeah.
But I've had a wonderful time. We had a great party at my house. We didn't talk about that. Last Sunday was
a
wonderful
time. Okay, well, let's stick with where we're at. We're almost done.
We're almost
done.
Yeah, then we'll talk about that at the end.
Yep. There's a lot of – there are certain sirs out there that are like, no, you're not seeing those people anymore. No, you're not doing this. And I don't – again, a theory, and I always think the worst of people because that's just what I do. I think that it's because they're so insecure of the hold that they have on that individual, they don't want anyone else to be
around. Well, you can't say that as much, because in some ways it could be the dominant's way of helping to protect their submissive. Because there's certain people that, even though they can be friends, they can be your friends to use you.
Yeah.
And when you're a lot of submissives out there have a tendency to be used and abused, because it's naturally.
It
happens to
part
them.
Of them. I agree.
So don't just say, because I could see where dominant could be doing that to protect.
To all their friends?
Not all of them, but
and
some
their family?
Of them. No, not some, but some of them to protect their dominant.
Okay, you know what? I'll concede
the
point.
You can see that. If you had, I'm your submissive, I'm your boy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you every time you saw me around, say, certain individuals when we went out, they made me feel like a total piece of shit. Would you kind of not allow me to be around that person?
No, I'd probably have words with that individual, though.
Okay, but you would also say, you know what, you don't need to hang around that person anymore.
Pretty much. I did that with a whole group of people, if you remember.
But those I agreed with. You're talking about that.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
I don't want to use a lot of names.
That was a mutual thing.
Because that was pretty funny. Oh, can I go join this group? I'm like, no, let's have a look at it.
Let's take a look.
And then I kind of get. I did allow you to make your own choice on that, did I not? Yeah,
you did, sir.
And Sir Mark, he understood what we were doing with that whole thing.
Yep.
So. All right,
here we go. Last one is number 10. Every boy has the right to protect. Or every submissive has a right to protect himself or herself's own possessions and
finances
against intercession, theft, and non-consensual
acquisition.
Which is interesting.
Why?
You know, because I've actually seen some masters that have slave contracts. Where they not boy contracts, but slave contracts, where they have their slaves give up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sign over their life.
You can sign. You know what?
Their possessions.
I hate to kind of tell everybody out there, it's not worth the paper it's written on. If they turned around and they went back to court, that dude's fucked.
It's interesting they asked them to do that, though.
But there are some people that are okay with that. That they want to be taken care of. They don't want to have to worry about any of life stuff.
But
they
don't. In this day and age, the submissive could be living with us for the past, say, 6 months or a year, and we could just say, one of us could say, "Oh, well, that was my husband."
Well,
I'm just gonna ask real quick back in the chat room. I just reopened it up. Are you guys all? Can you all hear now? I don't know if you can or not. I just saw somebody say that they weren't able to hear, but
well, here in Canada, yeah, because you have common law marriage. We don't have.
We actually had an issue, me and you, Sir Mark, in regards to this, didn't we?
Common law.
No, not the common law, but the whole thing. Not an issue. We had conversations in regards to this where I was the one boy, I can't remember whom it was, but they didn't feel like they were contributing to the family because I said no. I said, you know what, you're the boy, and it's kind of our job to, you know, take care. I think, was it you?
No, originally you wanted, if our pop, Rich, is going to move in.
Yes.
Not to contribute. And I said, when I said, no. A, we can't afford to support somebody else and so forth. And everybody deserves and needs to pay their way. So if we suddenly have a third member moving in with us, first of all, it's a small house.
Mm-hmm.
To be three, we would have to think, can we handle three of us living together? So I'd said, well, maybe if that's going to happen, maybe we can, the three of us, merge our money or whatever. And then we would get, so our third live-in would maybe have his own personal quarters and has, you know, his way to contribute.
Well, it was a pup, so you could have just put a little doghouse in the backyard with a little kennel.
I wish it was that simple.
You can't be in 20.
Just build a kennel. Oh, you can put a kennel out and...
Oh, well,
the city might not like it, though.
I've had them fucking on the back porch naked. No big deal.
It
was you, boy.
But can you imagine having a kennel in the backyard where you kept them during the day?
Oh, that would be hot.
A naked boy. Just nothing in that. And the neighbors would do.
Very hot.
You'd have
they would have me arrested, I'm pretty sure. I'd be arrested.
That's why we need our place in the country. Because you once said that. You said you wanted once a dog
and
puppy ranch.
I want to have it. Now, this would be a really interesting business.
But then you're going to breed them. But breeding them, they're going to, you know, you keep breeding these. They're not going to make
more of them.
I got
to keep practicing. I'm going to try.
Wow.
No, actually, I wanted to do it where it's kind of like a B&B. It's not similar to what Master Sid's doing, right, with his B&B in the States.
Mm-hmm.
But have it where people would basically... You want to be a puppy for the weekend, then fine. It's X amount of dollars. You sleep in a kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila wanted to go ahead and make the actual agility course for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we would train them to be a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an awesome idea.
I don't know if there'd be enough draw. You couldn't make a lot of money on it if that's what you're looking to do.
It's not always about money, is it?
No, I'm just saying there won't be that much.
Yeah, but you have to get something more than the sex thing out of it when it's suddenly taking over your life.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I just zoned.
I said, when you have something like that going on almost every weekend, we complain enough as it is now that we don't have enough time for each other.
It would be a business, though.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm going to let go of certain very important quality time. Now, I want to be financially paid for.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not saying it's for the sex, but like, and I mean, we've had pups before where we're okay, where we just, there's no sex with them. I mean, there was the couple that we trained for, the dude and, well, the one. They were from the park, and he came down from London a whole bunch of weekends. I can't remember. Very nice. This is a nice pup.
That pup from before.
You met you at the park, huh?
At park. He has a trailer.
Yeah, that's not names.
I'm trying to think. I don't know his name, but.
Hun?
Oh!
Now we have to tell everyone what you did, so I remember.
I just said, honey, big cock.
I know who that is.
He described how big his cock was, gave him the measurement, and he knew him by the measurement of his cock.
Yeah. No, and the thing was, his, and what happened with that was...
Still doesn't know his name, buddy.
I know who it is. I'm just not going to say. his partner wasn't comfortable, really, with the pup thing, and he saw us... Actually, he saw me as a pup. And that's when the other one realized he was a pup. We'll go into the story when we come back.
Okay, we'll go to the story.